On today's show, you guys, you don't get a lot of great content. Hey, we're never going to bullshit you on this thing, okay? Some episodes are better than others. Obviously, the guest episodes are much more entertaining and varied. It's Drake and I today, and we pumped out a bottom-tier episode with a couple merch updates and some other stuff. I guess let's have a day. Let's go.
Watch Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 226 of the podcast. Today, you're just going to get a little bit of two idiots humping each other, I guess, because Kluver decided we had to record this one early. Doesn't work out with Kevin's schedule. Kluver runs a show. That's just how it is. But you got us. I don't think you have any Iowa content at all, but typically Kluver and I have good conversations when we get together.
Doesn't matter.
Likes to talk and I like to make jokes. So I think we're going to put out some good content for you guys. And I hope you enjoy the next hour. Love y'all. Kluver, what do you got?
Yeah. I don't even know if it'll make it an hour, and I do run the show, but that's okay. Like Drake said, usually the oil spill podcast, we don't need topics. We don't need Hawkeye topics. We just find shit to talk about. And I got a banger of a subject to start off with today. But first I want to thank a couple of the people who at the end of the episode, we teased the Patreon again. It seems though these things are out there, the Patreon, you know, the YouTube, you know, reviewing our podcast on the Apple app or the Spotify app, wherever you listen to the show. When we ask for it, it happens more because it just puts it on your brain. And sometimes you guys feel inclined to be nice to us. So if you would ever so kindly, in an order that I would love you to participate, I'm not going to put the Patreon in there, but if you would rate the podcast, because all that does is take a quick second. All you have to do is click. It literally is on the home app of when you go to listen to us. If you want to review the podcast, that would be fantastic. We have like 860 reviews or something. Supposedly on the back end of how often we show up, if people search like Hawkeyes or Iowa sports or this, that, the other, any keywords that we use in the podcast, the more reviews we get, the more likely we are to show up. Also, I think that factors into like searching us on Google or people finding us. And we want people to find the pod because we want people to join in on the oil spill fun, dude. That's what we want. You kind of look like George a little bit.
Don't disrespect George like that.
Yeah. Tight end you. What's going on? That's some Iowa content, kind of. That's NFL content, I guess. Actually, I know what you're going to say, but actually that has something to do with what I'm going to say in a second as well. I'm doing some housekeeping stuff. So anyway, if you would just so graciously join the Walk-On Army at any tier, that would be absolutely absurd of you, to actually go further monetarily and support this brand and this podcast. There's going to be a couple amazing, we're always doing new stuff now. Okay. And I think there's going to be a merchandise item that comes along with a third tier subscription to the Walk-On Army for free. You will get it for free this year. So that is coming down the line. Speaking of the merchandise, we have a drop date. Okay. Now, merchandise inventory is going to be a little thin this year because the whole COVID thing, it messed up the supply chain. And I'm sure several of you have run into that in your own jobs, your own gigs. The supply chain got messed up. So we're not going crazy with 30 items, four different designs. We're going to have the Hawks by a Million on some t-shirts, on some tanks. And then we have a tight end design, a tight end U design with, if anybody knows what the Pat McAfee cheat code shirts look like with the little video game characters, I don't know if you've seen that, Drake, but we're going to have George, Hawk, and Fant in video game form on the shirt in their Hawkeye jerseys. It's not going to say their name. It's not going to actually be their face or anything, but I think it's going to be a really sick shirt. And think the people will like it. So
I'm here for it. I like the design.
Yeah, man. And then there's going to be some, obviously, the Walk-On Army exclusive designs for the Patreon members later on in the year. But enough of that. Enough of that. The first, and that's why I brought up the tight end. That's going on right now. There's like George and Kelsey and Greg Olsen basically got every single tight end in the fucking league to come together and just have their own camp.
Yeah, man. I mean, George is a pretty magnetic character.
Magnetic's a good word for him.
Gravitational. He's a gravitational force.
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
People are attracted to George and what he does because he does things. First of all, he does things other people can't. And then the other side of that is he does things the right way. And he's just like an infectious personality and stuff. Yeah. So like these guys just want to hang with George. And so the idea was just so organic. It's like, it's a legendary idea that George came up with organically because he wants to hang out with his bros. Like that's who George is. That's the coolest part.
He's just like, hey, I want to hang out and like just be a kid.
And everybody ranks George on the elite tier, which it should be. But George, in every interview that he's ever done about tight end you, he's like, yeah, I just want to come together and work out with the best tight ends and learn from all of the best tight ends in the game. Like, I just want to learn.
I know.
And that's another great thing about him. Not pretty to wild. Blow George. Sorry, I just blew George. So
I mean, we need, yeah. Well, once he's done with that, maybe we find some time eventually to get him back on the podcast in his busy schedule. I'm working on, Noah said he would come on. I'm just working on getting him getting him a time as well. And then Hawk, he said he'd come on. You were talking with him. So all three of those guys are going to come on. They're just busy dudes. They're in the NFL living their best life in their mid 20s right now. And, we're definitely not going to be those guys that just hound those dudes till they come on our dumbass podcast. So, whenever they make time, they make time. We got some other guys down the line as well in the pipe. So, okay. I don't know if you saw this. You see this story about Ben Zobrist?
About his wife, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
Oh, man. So, Zobrist was, I think he was a pretty damn good pitcher. Long time. I'm just going to read. This is straight off of.
He's not a pitcher.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he was. Maybe not. Anyway, regardless, not important. This is from NBCNews.com. This is straight from their website. Longtime MLB player Ben Zobrist accused his pastor of carrying on an extramarital affair with his wife and defrauding his charity. Dude, come on now. Zobrist, the 2016 World
Series. He's a second baseman, bro. Okay. I knew it.
2016 World Series MVP who led the Cubs to their first championship said Byron Yawn, dumbass name, by the way, was a senior pastor at Community Bible Church in Nashville when in spring 2019 he began meeting his wife for sex, according to a civil complaint filed in May. All the while, Yawn was acting as a counselor to the couple, allegedly helping them through their marital difficulties. Oh my goodness, dude. What is this world?
Do you want my real reaction? Do you want me to be candid about this?
Yeah. When have I ever not wanted you to be?
Listen, bro.
Dude, he said he was going to help them with their marriage, and then he porked his wife.
Ben Zobrist. So I don't know what Ben Zobrist is doing, filing a lawsuit against the guy.
There's an extra part to it that makes sense.
I would have taken my favorite baseball bat directly to the next marital meeting.
Yeah.
And I would have made my now ex-wife watch me. And the police can deal with it from there, because that's that. And I honestly might turn around, but neither here nor there.
People cheat on their spouses all the time. infidelity, or I almost said infertility, infidelity, right? Is that the correct word? Cheating happens all the time. Hear about it all the time. Everyone knows someone who's been unfaithful. Maybe it's you. Sorry if that's you listening. Divorce is rampant. I think it's over half of marriages end in divorce.
I went through two divorces by the time I was 5 years old. So I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Well, I don't know if, yeah, I mean, it, and that happens too. Anyway, so, but to do it as you're fronting as their marriage counselor. I read another article. Let me see if I can find it down here. I read another article that said that the guy who was doing it, the pastor, some pastor he is, he told them that they should, or more so told Ben, I'm sure she was in on this, that he should give her space for a while. Give her space. Space so that he could slide in and just hit home runs on her just all night, you know? Just grand slams. Swinging the
big. But you can talk about the pastor grand slamming this dude's wife.
Yeah.
In a super unfaithful manner, but I can't talk about me. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's, dude, you just took it to another level. You can talk about beating the shit out of him, but I don't think you can.
Well, I mean, it's like T-ball, dude. If her, if she's sitting there in the chair. And
okay.
I mean, after she just banged the pastor and embarrassed me in front of everybody in the entire world, are you kidding me?
Okay, but not only that, I think this is where the... I think this is where the lawsuit comes in is this pastor was also, so he had a role in Zobrist Charity, like on the board of directors, executive director so not only that, he was using that as an excuse to set up meetings with his wife. And then the charity fired Jan, obviously, in March 2019 when he was making $3,500 a month. But despite being fired, he still somehow continued to fraudulently receive salary checks for like 5 months. So, I mean, this guy is just, he's defrauding Zobrist Charity. He's hitting grand slams on his wife. And what a story. What an absolute story. Now, I see this going one way, okay? They get divorced. Zobrist has all that money. He has baseball money. And he was, what did it say? 13-year vet? I think he's 13-year vet. So he has all the money. I'll look up in a second how much money he has. He's going to go on a rampage that only makes sense in the same sentence as like freshmen going to the Union in Iowa City. Like, there's going to be that level of...
I don't know, though. I think he has kids, bro. Does he have kids?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, when he's on the road, it doesn't matter. But, like, if he's... You know, as a dad, there's no way you're just bringing random slam pieces past your kids. There's just absolutely no chance.
Have the pastor watch him, man.
Unbelievable.
Split custody. They're at mom's house. Zobrist, he's going to Vegas.
Yeah, they're going to church and Zobrist is going to Vegas.
Yeah, they're going to church. They're sitting in the fucking balcony for a reason. All right. So that's just wanted to bring that up. That's a wholesome story to start your day. Very washed up walk-ons-esque oil spill podcast. Welcome in. Let's see. I had merch update on there. Oh, anyway, merch update was going to be so next, you're hearing this on Thursday, the 24th, on it'll be July 2nd. On July 2nd, that is a Friday. That is next Friday. The merch should be live. We will, of course, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the Instagram, that link to buy merchandise will be made available. Now, for those listening who saw that we had a Hawks by a Million flag that would look oh so good in a man cave, at a tailgate, flying high in your front yard, any place, really, in your office, plenty of places, and thought, well, those guys are assholes for selling that flag for $100 last time. Well, you would be correct. We are assholes. Unfortunately, that was the only option we were given with the former merchandise people that we were using. And they were great people and did everything really well for us. The problem is we wanted that flag to be a little bit cheaper. We wanted our margins to be a little bit better. We felt like we were kind of, there's maybe a little bit more on the table. And just see, you know, there's a good offer, right? You never want to close any doors. So trying out some new people. The flags, however, because of that whole supply chain thing, they take a little longer, right? And so in the store, the online portal store, you might have to get the flags separately through me and on a different website, in a different order. And yeah, that's annoying as shit. But the flags are literally going to cost like one third the money. Like, we're going to have washed up walk-ons, Hawks by a million flags everywhere. Don't buy them from Shields. Please don't buy them from Shields until we have our official flags in there. But they're going to cost a whole lot less, and it's actually going to be reasonable. Phil Parker is going to make a milli this year. Now, that is Hawkeye content. And Kevin told us why Phil deserves that money. That's an assistant coach. That's assistant coach money now. Like, that's some serious shit in the state of Iowa.
I thought that was about 40% over market, 57. I don't know. What's the top assistant coach? Like 700,000 maybe?
I don't know. When we were playing, I was fairly positive that like Brian.
Brian was making a half a milli,
like,
right?
600,000.
Okay. And so there's got to be somebody paid more than Brian somewhere, but I mean, that's like 40% over market at least.
I don't know how that works, but Phil is somehow collecting an absolute bag and he deserves it.
Deserves it. And he's been there too damn long to not get paid a million a year. Like, if your salary increases, you know, he's been the coordinator for so damn long, it might as well.
Yeah. There's a dumbass Twitter account that has been tweeting out like a bunch of, top 50 running backs, top 50, what, you know, quarterbacks. They did one with top 50 defensive coordinators, and Phil was at number two.
Who was number one? Alabama's?
Nah, Clemson's.
Okay. Well,
it's not hard to coach a defense when you're working, when you're working with four first round draft picks on your D line, but okay.
Hey, it's not hard to win a local horse race when you got the Derby champ.
Yeah. When you have Big Brown.
Yeah.
Fucking secretariat is in your corral. God, that was so inadvertently racist. I'm so sorry. Did you just, Big Brown? Why would I use that one out of all of the horses? I did not mean to do that. I could have used any of them. What are some other fucking good horses? I don't know. Secretariat. Yeah, man. Phil does, if you account for who Phil is doing it with, the Desmond Kings of the world who come out, you know, and maybe they have the talent, but star-wise, they have two stars, and they have no recruiting trail behind them like some of these Clemson kids. Phil is the most efficient defensive coordinator that maybe there's ever been. You got Josie Jewell, the Decorah Stallion, to run around and explode on people for 3-4 years. I mean, it just is what it is. And I love it. Some people probably hate it. Those who hate capitalism are probably sitting there like, how are we going to pay assistant coach $1 million? And all I have to say to that is, fuck you. Look at our defense year in and year out, dude. We're like a top five defense every single year. Hey, now don't breathe too hard, because I know you broke your nose in jujitsu and we didn't mention it.
But hey, I thought we were going to go the whole podcast without mentioning it.
Drake broke his nose now. Everyone, tell him he's dumb.
It's not dumb.
How did you break your nose? What actually did it?
It was a heel. We were in a transition. I beat a guy out of a position and I got my head out and I was coming to the back and he tried to get his hips back and his foot came across and his heel hit me first. Smack, and then his toe sliced me. And it is what it is.
It comes with the territory, I guess.
It does. I can't get punched in the face for a while now, so that's not a bad thing.
It's true. It's true. Yesterday, right now, the NBA Combine is going on. So Joey Muscatine, Joey Wieskamp, and Luca are wherever that is doing their thing. And yesterday they took like their measurements and stuff, like, you know, wingspan, height, weight, body fat. And everybody was tweeting about Luca and Joe's body fat percentages. And it's just funny to see people tweet about something that A, they don't know anything about.
So this is the first time I'm hearing that Joe decided to go to the NBA.
You're that lost, huh? You're that
dude. I don't do news.
I don't think he's decided. This could be wrong too.
Does he have an agent?
I don't know the process. I think you can actually sign with an agent in the NBA and then detach.
You couldn't used to. You could declare for the NBA, okay, get all your feedback back, but as long as you didn't sign with an agent, you were allowed to come back to school. So
I don't know if that door is completely closed to Joe coming back to the University of Iowa. As far as I've seen, and I'm pretty up to date with following the people who report that stuff, I have not seen like he's officially going to the end, like he's chosen the NBA route. From what I'm hearing and how he's doing at the combine and how he's looked, I guess, in offseason workouts here, the assumption is he's going to be drafted and that he is going to do that.
The kid's a sniper, so
which is unfortunate because I liked watching him in the Hawkeye uniform. I think everybody did.
But I'll tell you what, I've been absolutely feasting on NBA playoffs. And
how about last night's game, huh?
Bro.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I mean, everybody on this podcast will be like, of course he says that. We called it in the house. We're like, you got to throw the oop. There's 0.9 seconds left.
It's the only thing you can do.
You have to throw the oop because nobody's going to get a good shot.
What a pass and what a flush. But
thinking about Joe potentially playing in the playoffs next year.
What?
Oh, man.
He's got a chance too, because it's not like he's going to be the number. He's not a lottery pick, you know? So it's like he's going to go to one of the teams in the second round. Maybe, I don't know.
The Warriors have two picks in the top 14 and they have Steph and Clay back next year. So,
yeah. The Sunnies over there in Phoenix now.
It's a good team. Once Chris Paul comes back, listen, Cameron Payne, I didn't even know he was that good. He's really good.
Yeah.
But we still have to get Chris Paul back from old Uncle COVID. Yeah. So,
son bitch.
Once we get him back, they are trouble.
How absolutely absurd is it that COVID protocol is still affecting professional athletes, man? What? Hey.
In Western Conference Finals.
Unbelievable. And the Suns are still up 2-0.
Hey, Suns in four, baby.
Suns in four. So is it going to be Suns-Bucks for the championship? Is that what it is? Giannis versus Devin Booker? I don't know. It's cool. It's in a way, it's cool that LeBron, Steph, Kevin Durant, none of the big names are like in it. It's going to be some team that, you know, has been working and grinding for the last couple of years to build a squad and actually win a championship. So, yeah, man, I was just listening to Rogan with Mark Sisson or something like that. Talk about like, it's like, If the response to COVID this year or last year, instead of, hey, everybody stay inside and wear masks, and if it would have been, hey, everybody go outside and like get more, like everybody go for an hour walk each day.
Get more exercise, get more vitamin D, live a healthier lifestyle.
Eat a little bit less sugar. Man, it would have been incredible. And it would have been.
And then the sheep are going to be really mad when they listen to his newest episode. The emergency podcast about all of the things that the news was telling you were evil and was telling you that we were fucking voodoo, witchcraft, you know, right wing, just all the names in the book.
Dude, he gets.
And
he gets,
now it's coming out that all this information is actually true. So
he
like
gets 10 million listeners an episode.
It feels really good to be right, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, it feels even better to like go to restaurants without a mask on or without anyone giving a, like, it's incredible. Couple questions that we didn't, we're going to wrap this up, but a couple questions that we didn't answer from last week's Q&A that we did. I thought this was an interesting one. If you could, there's two that are similar, but I'm going to separate them. If you could have traded places with any Hawkeye player during the KF era, who would it have been and why?
Josie.
You would have traded places with Josie Jewell out of everybody?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. While we were playing, I was like eternally envious of Josie. Just like, because I was so fucking close. Like our paths were so close.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And his went to absolute stardom.
Yeah.
And mine was playing fullback, which is cool. Like I'm not salty or anything. Josie is one of my best friends. Love the guy to death. But if I would have been able to trade places with him, fuck, dude. He was the outlaw. Are you kidding me? He was the outlaw. That's a big deal in Iowa City. That was sick. Nickname.
Unbelievable. Unreal. Dude, how, I mean, he's got to have a restaurant called Outlaws.
We were talking about it, man. Outlaws Steakhouse.
Like, that's what the Benton Steakhouse has to be named. Outlaws Steakhouse.
And I really want to put money in on it, Joe.
Dude, absolutely. And actually, Josie listens to this podcast because he always texts us. And he, for those that listen to the Gervas episode, he got to the part where he found out that Gervas was feeding him Hawkeye. And he texts us and he was like, Hawkeye, are you fucking kidding me?
On his wedding day. Like
on his wedding day.
Scumbag.
So Josie, if you're listening to this, it's Outlaw Steakhouse. And then like the big, you need to have like the Outlaw Porterhouse, which is like a 36 ounce. And it's just super elite. God, what a great idea. He already owns the juice shop. It's like his baby step into the world of, you know, of food and dining and experience. So I don't know. Drake's going to be the host. Imagine how wild you as a host would be.
Josh, I would have a ton of fun with people, man.
It would be funny.
Nobody would leave the place saying that they had a dull experience.
No.
Which is awesome. Like that's what a restaurant is. Like there's a million different restaurants to choose from. So why choose the one that you choose? Because it's really unique. The experience is cool. The ambiance is cool. The food is great. Outlaw Steakhouse, bro. Let's do it.
Yeah. Outlaw's a good choice for trading places with them. I always thought that, and this is from childhood kind of fandom, but man, I would have loved to be Robert Gallery. He demolished people. He was an absolute monster. He was Kane on the Iowa football team. Like, that's who he was. Roman Reigns, Kane, any of those big-ass wrestlers, he was that guy at left tackle for the Hawkeyes. And then he went on to play for the Raiders, and it was just like, man, larger, like a true larger-than-life figure. But to be honest, like KF era now stretches all the way to now. So it's like, so somebody in the newer to like, I don't know. Being Hawkinson would have been pretty cool, or Noah when they were going off. Like, it's pretty cool.
But being the middle linebacker for Phil Parker's defense and cementing yourself a legend as with a fucking poster on Kinnick. Are you kidding me?
It's true. I think the
Joe's congrats, bro. I wish I would have had your career, man. Love you.
I think the Golden Goat is in the conversation. CJ would be a good pick. Real good pick. So then the other edge of that question was, if you could add one Hawkeye from history to this year's team, who would it be? And I think that's an interesting question because you get to choose. And why are you?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking.
I directly go to where we need players, right?
Like, that was my first thought. I was going to ask you, where is our most biggest deficit? So, and my second answer was going to be Sheriff.
Sheriff or D line? I'm thinking
Claymore.
I'm thinking, well, Our ends aren't bad. Our two inside guys are young and unproven. So I'm thinking Daniels or Babineau, one of those. Klug.
I'm going Brandon Scherff, dude. Give me Big Diesel back. Dude, when Brandon Scherff was on our football team, I felt like we never walked off the bus without the baddest dude in the whole stadium. Matter where we were, we had the baddest dude in the entire stadium on our sideline.
Could you imagine if Scherff got real fit and slimmed down into like fighting shape and he became like a heavyweight boxer? Oh fuck, dude. He would be so scary.
Didn't he wrestle?
He did. I think he played every.
Was he a basketball player?
I think he played like every sport in high school, including all the women's sports too. Like he did. He was a 16 sport athlete at Denison High School. I mean, he did. Well, he played tennis.
If he had any grappling experience, he would be a bad bastard in the octagon.
I mean, dude, he's 6'5". An athletic, he almost has abs at 300 pounds, and he just is meaner than you want to mess with. So he's as mean as your mullet, dude. That's what it is. Let's see. I think that's it, man. We're not gonna force this one. It's a shitty oil spill podcast with a couple.
That was really boring, dude. You gave the people 10 minutes of good content. You got to push harder than that.
Me? Dude. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Listen, pal, you talk to these people about dumbass t-shirts for like 12 minutes out of the 30. You got to give these people more. I'm here to answer these people's questions.
We gave them the Ben Zobra shit.
Yeah, that one.
I didn't take questions this week. Sometimes the after action report isn't great. All right. I got a C- today.
That's crazy.
I came in and I just barely, I'm getting by. I got other shit going on. I'm fucking coaching a snapper today. I'm doing client calls.
Later. You got shit to do. You got as much shit to do as I do.
I could really use one of those fried up Hawaiian roll PB&Js right now. But I'm not. I think we're making chicken wraps tonight, so I don't
care. Dude, you know what I've been on? If you people aren't into acai bowls, get yourself into acai bowls. You can get a large acai bowl for like 11 or 12 bucks. It lasts you two meals, and it is all of the best stuff you can possibly eat.
Where are you buying it from? Just an acai place?
Yeah, there's two places down here. There's Genuine Fresh and there's Berry Divine, and it is tremendous.
Oh, boy. I've never had an acai bowl, so I'm going to have to try. And
it's a superfood, man.
Yeah. It's really disrespectful to Josie's, you know, Josie's in the acai game. So going to have to eventually try that. They really need to sponsor the podcast. Joe's, come on. Give us some cash. Give us some capital. And
we'll start Outlaws, and then we can be sponsored by Outlaws Steakhouse.
We need that bad.
Josie's second contract is going to Outlaws.
True.
Shout out second contract Outlaw.
Yeah, has to. So that was it. Sorry that you just listened to maybe the worst podcast in the last.
Dude, you got to in the prequel when you go, hey everybody, today on the podcast we talked about this and that. Make sure you add that the first 12 minutes suck ass.
You doing my fucking opening voice is too much. I'll say something like that. I'll say something like that for you. Drake's got to go ice his nose and eat some asshole bowls. And I got shit to do that he doesn't believe. I just got a confirmation from a possible guest that they would like to come on the podcast. So we don't have to sit through any of these dumbass episodes anymore.
I wonder if they would like to see you with sleeves on or not.
No, nope. Everyone's consensus that they like the cutoffs on Twitter. So until the winter, at least, we'll hibernate the guns. 226. That's it. We suck. Hawks by a million. Fucking peace.
Peace.